آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
ایڈمنسٹریٹو اپیلز ٹرائبیونل کی اس وت ورش کے پہلے 4 مہینوں کی رپورٹ دکھاتی ہے کہ اس پر کام کا بوجھ لگاتار بڑھتا جا رہا ہے۔ ان میں مائگریشن اور ریفیوجی دونوں طرح کے معاملے ہیں۔ ریفیوجی ویزا کے لیے کیس کرنے والوں میں بھارتیوں کی سنکھیا 4th نمبر پر ہے، جبکہ ملیشیا سب سے اوپر ہے۔ کیا کہتے ہیں اس رپورٹ کے آنکڑے، سمجھنے کے لیے ہم نے بات کی ہے شری ابول رضوی سے، جو جن سنکھیا اور امیگریشن پالیسی کے ایکسپرٹ ہیں اور امیگریشن منترالیہ میں ڈیپیوٹی سیکرٹری رہ چکے ہیں۔ رضوی صاحب، آپ کا سواگت ہے ایس بی ایس ہندی پر۔ یہ بتائیے، AAT has published its report until October. What are your readings into it?
Well, it seems it's a continuation of what we've seen for the last 3 to 4 years. The backlog at the AAT, more generally, continues to increase. Most significantly, the backlog of asylum seeker applications continues to increase at an even more rapid rate. On average, that backlog, the asylum seeker backlog at the AAT increases at about 800 a month. The other significant thing about the asylum seeker backlog is that the two biggest source countries, Malaysia and China, continue to have very, very high refusal rates. That is, the individuals are refused at the primary stage, and then they're refused again at a very high rate at the AAT.
And what about Thailand? Thailand is also emerging as a new source. Does it surprise you?
It does surprise me. There's no obvious reason why Thailand should be a sort of country for asylum more generally. It is surprising. Thailand does have the kind of agent arrangements for visitor visas that China and Malaysia have, and for that reason it does surprise me. It'll be interesting to see how that progresses. We don't have much data yet on refusal rates, so it'll take a bit of time before we can have a better understanding of what's happening with that caseload.
What about India? Although the number is very small, 221, but as far as India is concerned, the political and social situation in India makes 221 a significant number. What do you think?
It is larger than I would imagine. Once again, I would stress that India does not have the kind of, Australia's visitor visa processing out of India doesn't have the kind of agent arrangements that exist in Malaysia and China. And as a result, one would be surprised if the numbers would be very large. On the other hand, there has been quite a deal of political unrest in India that may potentially generate genuine asylum claims. So I think with India, it's another question of wait and see as to whether this is a scam or whether these are genuine asylum seekers.
Mm-hmm. And in your comment, you say AAT still drowning. Would you like to elaborate on it?
Well, the number of cases that the AAT is receiving is well in excess, continues to be well in excess of the number of cases it can actually process each month. And until we reach a point where decisions at least equal number of new applications, the AAT backlog will just continue to grow and the AAT will continue to struggle with management of the caseload. That is an appalling situation. The government has to fund the AAT sufficiently for it to be able to get on top of the backlog.
Is it just the funding, or can something be done on policy level as well?
Well, policy level, it depends on what's happening in terms of decision making at the primary stage. And I think here you would have to separate the asylum seeker caseload from the rest of the caseload. I think the rest of the caseload, there are policy options available that the government could be taking. And in respect of, say, student visas, there is some evidence that it may be taking some action in that regard. On the other hand, I look at the spouse caseload that the AAT has, and it's interesting that the set-aside rate for spouse applications is now 59%. That is, in 59% of cases that go to the AAT, the AAT finds the primary decision maker got it wrong. Mm-hmm. I think that's something the Department of Home Affairs should reflect on.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Mr. Rizvi.
You're welcome.
ऐसी ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? एप्पल पॉडकास्ट, गूगल पॉडकास्ट, स्पॉटिफाई या फिर जहाँ आप पॉडकास्ट सुनते हैं वहाँ हम हैं।